Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It is 8:36. Total Information AM continues. I'm Debbie Monterey, along with Tom Ackerman, in a unique situation in De Pere and Olivet last week, where voters had the chance to stop the sale of recreational marijuana in their municipality, but both measures fell short of the 60% needed to stop it. The measures can be put forward in every presidential election year going forward. Had the measure passed in De Pere, one dispensary would have been impacted. Joining us is Hamid Hamra, owner of Route 66 Dispensary. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
So it had to be a 60% vote clearance, and it did not reach that. I'm assuming you're very happy with the vote, but what would you have done had it gone the other way?
Well, I'm very relieved at the same time. If it had gone the other way, I think we would have just had to eventually, obviously we would have to shut down and move. I mean, we had another choice, really.
Can I go back to why this happened in the first place? Why was there a vote on this? Were people concerned about public safety? My understanding is there were no issues there. What were people concerned about?
I think it's really a very few amount of people that raised the most amount of noise internally, and they wanted, a dispenser not to be in their backyard. And the biggest concern out of those 11 public hearings over an 18-month span that I heard was we were going to hand out marijuana and candy to kids at the park, and people were going to be smoking in the parking lot, and crime was going to be up. So they've really pressed on that to the city, and really that's how it all became to the point where it was like, we don't want them here.
For people who've not been in a dispensary, would you agree that it's much tighter security and admittance than even a liquor store, because you can't just have a kid wander in?
It's like night and day. First of all, like when you walk in, it's very secure in there. You've got bulletproof glass in the front, and not to scare people, but it's really more for their safety, right? You have to give an ID. We run it through an ID scanner. We verify who you are, and we make sure you have age before you walk in. I think that there's a huge difference between that and a liquor store, where so many kids in that general area over the years can just walk in and have a fake ID, pick up liquor, and walk out of there.
Can you break down the sales recreational to medicinal? Because obviously if this had passed, you would have gone only medical.
It's like night and day. It's not even close. You're talking medical would be maybe 20 people a day versus rec, where it's hundreds of people a day.
Because I imagine even if you do use marijuana for medicinal uses, there's really no reason at this point to get a medicinal permit or whatever it is that you have to get, right? Because you could just walk in. You don't even really need that.
Correct. It's really irrelevant at this point. There's a little difference in the tax, not much, but you're paying for the card. So I don't know if the benefits outweigh it.
Is there a chance that this vote could come up again? And how do you get that eliminated?
Yeah, it could come back in 4 years. Another presidential election. At this point, we want to just continue to be good citizens of De Pere and be a good example of the community with the citizens of De Pere, and showing everyone like how well we run our store so that this doesn't come up again.
Just out of curiosity, because I know obviously there were citizens very concerned about Route 66 being there, but I imagine the city of De Pere had to go through a process to approve you locating there in the first place. So what was that process like? Is it a long process to get approval for to launch a dispensary in a town?
Well, it really shouldn't be that long of a process. Unfortunately, this was probably one of the longest processes I've ever been a part of all the locations we have. We had 11 public hearings over an 18-month span, and it was extremely frustrating. A lot of delays. I can't even really describe how long the meetings were. Sometimes I would be in that room with our partners 3-4 hours at a time. So it was not fun. And then come to find out later on, one of the aldermen, his name was Alderman Pounds, the whole time he was under investigation and ultimately indicted on felony charges and on embezzlement and wire fraud during the time he was leading a charge against us. So it's really hard to digest all of that when you're doing your best and someone internally is trying to muddy up the waters.
Are we growing in our region in terms of dispensaries? You mentioned 11 locations. I note that there are locations up and down Manchester, aren't there? I mean, you could drive 5 minutes from De Pere and run into one.
Well, we don't have 11 locations currently. We have five. It was 11 public hearings.
11 public hearings. But in your five locations there. So, but just in general, are locations growing in the area?
So the state has issued those licenses, so you cannot just pop up any more dispensaries. Some people have relocated their stores into different locations. So there is a location in Kirkwood that's not far from us. There's another one in Rock Hill. And then on the other side of Manchester, going towards Baldwin, there's a location. So I believe there's like four within a 8 or 9 mile radius.
How long were you open and in operation before certain neighbors started protesting? And do you think that because a vote like this couldn't come up for at least another 4 years, do you think that if you have the opportunity to show that you will not be a problem business, that you can maybe turn this around? What's your feeling?
Well, we never opened without the approval. So we open after the city of De Pere opened, but in there, the city of De Pere said, we are going to vote on it with our community in November. So that was always part of the deal. So it wasn't like after we opened, they protested. But we've never had anyone like protest or stay in front of the store. Some of the same people, interesting enough, that were against it. I do see them walking in the stores. They just don't happen to park in front of the store.
Did you keep tabs on what was happening in Olivet? And were you pretty happy to hear that? And anything else in the area that were there any other areas that came close to what you had to deal with in De Pere and Olivet? Did it get close to a vote anywhere?
No, it didn't. We were the only ones, I believe, that really went through such a rigorous process.
What would you like to say to De Pere residents right now who may still have some concerns? If you have your chance right now to send a message, what would it be?
Well, we want to thank the citizens of De Pere for voicing their opinion. And honestly, we just want to be treated like all the other businesses in De Pere. We keep our store clean. We keep it safe. It's well lit outside. And at the end of the day, we would love for them to come and try it. A product of ours that could benefit them. You know, believe it or not, when I got into this business, it was really for the plant-based side of it. It wasn't about selling marijuana or joints or whatever you want to call it these days, right? It was really more for a lot of patients that have cancer or have eating disorders or having a hard time to sleep. We have a lot of products that are for folks like that, including different types of creams for pains and aches.
Really appreciate your time this morning. Thank you for doing this. Hamid Hamra, owner of Route 66 Dispensary in De Pere on KMOX. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.